the program begins with a very short Mozart symphony, and then this new piece by Jörg Widmann, Partita, which he calls Five Reminiscences. And I'm very curious about it because I haven't heard it. You've now already conducted the world premiere in Leipzig. Yeah. So tell me what the Five Reminiscences refers to, and how do you describe the sound of Widmann's music in general and this piece in particular?
Well, I think it is one of the most, I think, exciting and strong compositions composed in nowadays. I actually already, from the very early years, I found a very personal connection to Widmann's music, and I liked very much his emotionality and his way of expressing things. And of course, his way of writing is, I always thought that he's continuing the line maybe of Schumann and Mahler and, you know, Berg and that Second Vienna School. And then, of course, there is this also continuation, this kind of line of that. But the reminiscence, of course, I mean, it's obvious. There's a Bach quotations, there is Mozart, there is Mendelssohn. And of course, it's... There are a lot of these reminiscences in this piece, but what I think at the end, what makes think that this is a great piece? Because I think that every time we perform that, you find and constantly new depth, and that's from one side. From the other side, it feels always like a journey. You know, you start the piece and you cannot 100% know exactly how it will go, because you take the journey and then you follow that night's expression of your feelings. And it can be little like that, little like that. And it's every concert was a journey and a great, great deep experience through. It's like then afterwards we played Bruckner 7. And it's, and of course, the same with that. It's always a journey, and I think that really for me shows that it's really a great piece, because it's always a journey and it can always be different. And then it's there is a lot of dramatism in that. There is a lot of Mendelssohn lightness and melancholy. There is a I think it's a very, very strong piece. And I'm actually curious how Boston audience will take it, but I think it's a really very strong piece.
What was your experience of it in Leipzig? How did you feel that people received it in Leipzig?
They did receive very, very well. I think they understood that, they felt that this is really also emotional journey that which they took together with us through these 35 minutes of music, and of times very dramatic, at times very. They're melancholic, and there's also, you know, Mozart, because Jörg loves Mozart very much, and he plays clarinet, and he loves to play Mozart concerto, and so that's very, the connection Mozart, Widmann, and then another Strauss, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the Strauss, because, you know, it's not like the other Strauss tone poems. I mean, they're all very, very, you know, unique in their own way. But this one depends so much on the soloist. And I guess the question I wonder about Don Quixote is how much can the piece change depending on who the viola and cello soloists are? Does it always kind of more or less follow the same tone and feeling, or can it change a lot depending on who those soloists are?
Well, I think that it changes hugely depending who is playing the solos and of course who is Don Quixote and who is Sancho. It is like an actor playing the play, and it really matters the quality and the experience and the depth of the player. And of course, the great pleasure and honor to play with Yo-Yo, and of course our Steve Ansel, who is, you know, they both have studied together. They are both very great personalities and great players. And I think it's that it requires. It requires a very great, deep personalities, very thoughtful personalities, which, of course, both of them are. And it feels that, you know, when I meet Yo-Yo, sometimes we talk about different things. He's Yo-Yo, but he likes to talk about idealistic things in life. And in a certain sense, like Don Quixote, you know, who's living with with this idealistic, you know, Don Quixote in a certain sense, and when he plays, you know, this Toro, the last, it's so touching and it's so sad and it's so the layers of what how because we have performed it several years ago, the layers of how this Yo-Yo and also Steve, they both see this, the transparency of the beauty, which is has to be taken care so much, which is a dulcine, but which is just illusion, you know. And then I think this really, I'm lucky that we have such a great soloist, and of course it needs an orchestra, great orchestra, and a great also solo moments of bass clarinet, of tuba, of you know, tenor tuba, of first violin solos, and all instruments have their solo episodes, and they're very important part of creating the character of these both Sancho Panza and Don Quixote, and of course all these the hero things they did, and of course the great instrumentation what is the name?
The sheep.
Yeah. The sheep. That bleeding, you know, bleeding. It's very modern. It sounds so modern. You know, it's the modern Strauss, and I think it's certainly important. Who is playing?
Well, and with Yo-Yo, not only does this fabulous orchestra know him so well, musically and personally, but Yo-Yo, I know just what you mean about his idealism. Yo-Yo's always thinking so idealistic, but he's also such a prankster. He's got this great sense of, he's always trying to needle people and have fun with them, right? And that's perfect for Strauss too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, for one sense, it's he has this idealism, but he also has this Straussian side, with a nice sense of humor and it's.
Whenever I see Yo-Yo, I always know I have to get ready for some wisecracking.
Exactly.
He's very funny. And, yes, absolutely.